Since the end of communist rule in Moscow, hundreds of thousands of Russians have migrated to the United States seeking better lives. But some enterprising Americans have headed the other way, looking for adventure and business opportunities. As part of an occasional series, Americans Abroad, NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports on one American who's found his calling in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Doug Puller's morning commute starts at his apartment along St. Petersburg's elegant Nevsky Prospect. It ends in this gritty part of town known as the Kirovsky Industrial District.
Yeah, because the Kirovsky factory is just down on the other side here running in this street. And it was a tractor factory, well known though for making tanks. Yeah.
Perhaps an appropriate setting for a former U.S. Army staff sergeant. But the company Puller founded here in a rented corner of an old plant which used to manufacture Soviet military radio gear has nothing to do with bullets or bombs. Puller, who's slender and bearded, directs 24 Russian artisans. His company is called Light of the North, and it crafts elaborate chandeliers and avant-garde decorative lighting pieces.
This is an interesting piece. This is a piece that we do in conjunction, actually, with Italians. It's for our great New York client. This is a shagreen leather floor lamp with bone running down each of the edgings.
Doug Puller is 44 years old now, and he describes this venture as the culmination of a dream that began when he was a struggling 19-year-old New York City artist.
I wanted to be a sculptor when I was young. That was my love in life. And I actually, when I was very young, started two small companies that were really geared towards the decorative arts. And we did have some minor success, but I ended up having to go to work to pay off a lot of debts from making mistakes.
Puller's self-described mistakes led to a wildly varied career. He managed hotels in the Caribbean for a stretch. Then he joined the U.S. Army in 1986. He earned a business degree while enlisted and learned the Russian language. That led him to Russia 11 years ago and to a job as a representative for U.S. poultry importers. But in 1998, the country's financial system virtually collapsed. Imports to Russia dried up for a time, and so did Doug Puller's employment.
Strangely enough, this was the bright thing that came out of the crisis of 98. I suddenly either had to reinvent myself or run home with my tail between my legs, and I didn't want to do that.
Puller had been hanging around St. Petersburg sculptors and designers for some time. He found it far easier to get to know local craftsmen here than back in New York.
The only great masters in the classic sense that you could find might be working as restorers at the Met. And how could you ever meet these guys? They were very well paid, very elite. They weren't sharing that information. These were trade secrets, you know. But here in Russia, it was suddenly surrounding me everywhere I turned.
Puller assembled a team of top artisans and spent the last of his savings on equipment, like this lathe he bought from an old factory called Red Proletariat.
Hauled it all the way over here. 2 tons of machine. 2-ton machine. It's a great one, though. These old ones are probably the best ones.
In one corner, two artisans etch out minute details onto part of a chandelier. Puller's firm is gaining a reputation for top-notch quality, and its most expensive productions can sell for upwards of $10,000. Some were recently purchased by the Russian government for St. Petersburg's newly restored Konstantinovsky Palace, the former Tsarist haunt where President Vladimir Putin now hosts foreign dignitaries. Light of the North also handcrafts specialty items like carefully crafted brass handles for upscale coffins.
For caskets, yes, very decorative caskets, in fact, yes. You know, we're here to please.
Caskets would have been a hot item a decade ago when Puller arrived. He says organized crime and the mafia ruled Russia then.
There were murders going on. I've lost friends here in business, tragically killed. This was a place where people had to be very low-keyed.
But Puller says the situation has improved dramatically in recent years. Many rackets, he says, have been crushed or gone legit. Puller says it's American stereotypes of Russia that have yet to catch up with reality.
Yeah, the impression that bandits are marauding the streets in gangs and extorting from everyone is a misnomer. It's just not a fact. I'm not saying that there's not organized crime, but it's nowhere near to the extent that it's portrayed.
Puller says many of his American friends back home still cling to even more anachronistic, communist-era images of Russia as a country beset by food shortages and bare shelves.
Just get these absolute looks of shock from people when I told them where I lived. It was hard to get people to sort of listen to the fact that, yes, it is all moving forward, you know, and it's not this horrifying gray place to be.
Puller praises his artisans as extremely hardworking, and he pays them above-average Russian salaries, though Light of the North is still struggling just to break even. Puller says that in order to become really profitable, he needs to expand. But foreign investors are still often leery of ventures here, so he's focused on finding a Russian partner. Puller says from time to time he still faces negative stereotypes of Americans among some Russians. He gets the occasional question about whether he's a CIA spy, and he says attitudes toward him can swing depending on the prevailing political winds.
And I was getting a little more of this anti-American feeling, certainly coming up on the Iraqi situation, etc. But nothing severe, I must say. Nothing severe.
Puller says Russians and Americans share a natural informality that's made it easy for him to fit in here.
And the Russians, really, by the way, it amazed me, but the Russians are, I find, very close to the Americans, closer to the Americans than the Americans are to the Europeans, as far as humor, as far as just their overall look on life, and I was shocked at that, actually.
Puller, who's divorced, says it's been easy for his now 18-year-old son, James, to adapt here. He says after a decade in Russia, James no longer has much affinity for the U.S., and he's chosen to go to college in Europe starting this fall. As for Doug Puller, he says being in the middle of the transformations Russia has been through over the past decade has been just too addictive an experience to walk away from.
Of course, I'm an American, and I miss my country, and I do miss it, especially when the weather starts getting warmer, and I see pictures of people walking down Fifth Avenue, and the trees are green, and I just get that little twang of homesickness. But in general, it's been so exciting here over this period. It's been like a blast of adrenaline since I first got here, and I miss it when I leave. This is home now.
Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, St. Petersburg, Russia.